Sikonathi Mantshantsha is now with us. Sikonathi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, 7-0 Cape Talk.
Sikonathi, what is this about maintenance? Did I misread, or what I read was miswritten, that you can't do extensive maintenance during this lockdown period? You're only allowed to do emergency maintenance.
John, the philosophy maintenance that that we spoke about in January, where we said we would take down our machines for a period of about 3 months each generation unit and conduct the maintenance. That is the maintenance we cannot do. But for the spares that we do have within the country already, we are carrying on and we are able to operate as normal there. We are able to move people around. What we are not able to do is where things needed to be ordered months ahead and people, some specialists to be coming in from countries like countries in Europe and in Asia and indeed America. Those are not able to come through. We were in the process of placing contracts with those original equipment manufacturers to do the kind of maintenance that you're talking about.
It seems an opportunity lost, Sikonathi. I mean, one understands the needs for the lockdown, but there are exceptions being made. For goodness sake, they're talking about allowing people to go and buy cigarettes and writing publishing a government gazette with that amendment to the state of disaster regulations. So, I mean, is Eskom putting any pressure on government to maybe have a look at this and create an opportunity for you to use this downtime to do 3 weeks or 2 weeks of philosophy maintenance?
John, you are absolutely right about the opportunity being lost. The issue is you can't just wake up and do this kind of maintenance on a station. This needs preparation of about 3 to 4 months before you can actually get the equipment and the people in place. So we are doing what we can as Eskom, just like the rest of the public. We only found out on a Monday that the country would be locked down. And let me repeat this. We would have needed about 3 months to get the equipment in and the people to do the maintenance.
And that's not a timetable that can be accelerated.
No, it cannot be accelerated, unfortunately. And the biggest problem amongst those is that the countries that have this equipment, that built our power stations in the first place, are the countries that are regarded as high risk in terms of our disaster management. And we are not able to get people in or goods in from those countries.
Oh dear. And what is your level of spares at the moment? How much maintenance work can you do in this window of opportunity?
John, we are able to do all the maintenance that requires local staff because as an essential services company, our own people are able to operate as normal. They go to work, those essential services workers, they go to work as normal. And our suppliers, they've all been identified and accredited as such. We have no problem getting spares that are within the Republic of South Africa.
Okay, and will Eskom be in a significantly better technical position when the lockdown ends, whether that's on the 16th of April or perhaps even later than that?
Yes, we are taking advantage of this big downturn that we now have to actually get into shape within the limitations, John, I must say. And I would wish to not be heard as saying that we guarantee that there will be no load shedding after this.
Of course not.
Nobody can honestly make that promise. But we are doing everything we can and taking advantage of this break to be able to do the maintenance that can be done from people that are within South Africa at the moment and from components and spares that are within the Republic.
And finances, Sikonathi, I mean, you're selling considerably less electricity, so less revenue is coming in. At the same time, you're probably not burning any diesel at the moment and haven't for a few days and won't for many days more. And one wonders how that is going to, how those two are going to balance on your balance sheet.
Definitely the fact that we are not required at this point due to the low demand to be burning this very expensive and unsustainable diesel puts us in a good spot financially, but only with regards to that. You mentioned the negative side of that, is that we are selling less electricity. So definitely we will have sold less electricity, and that really means we don't get all the revenue that we should be getting. But John, I must also hasten to add that at this point, and as things are, with the double whammy of the credit downgrade and indeed COVID, the pandemic, Eskom can assure the public and indeed our investors that we will be able to meet all our payments as they fall due.
You've got that guarantee from government?
We've got that guarantee from government, and the government has not indicated at any point that it will draw its support in any way. So we are in that instance then in a position to assure the people of South Africa and to assure our funders that we will meet all our obligations as they fall due.
Sikonadi Mantshantsha, speaking there for Eskom, thank you very, very much indeed for your contribution this afternoon.